Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. I have exciting news. I have been invited to guest lecture a psychology class. I'll be talking about the psychology of beauty in the digital age. My master's dissertation was on how the number of likes users receive on Instagram influences their self-perceived beauty. So the lecture is going to cover some of my research. The invitation for the lecture also made mention of how my advocacy for self-love and mental health awareness on the podcast will resonate with the students. So during the lecture, I will also touch on self-love. This invitation is a big deal for my research and the podcast. When I started the podcast, I didn't think I would be recognized in the academic space. This invitation is an indication that the podcast is relevant and that it carries a lot of value. It's just not girl talk or relationship talk. The content is educational and it has a lot of value. I'm super excited to give the lecture tomorrow. I can't wait to engage with the students and members of the faculty. It's funny how I experienced an existential crisis a few weeks ago because of a bad meeting, and now I'm going to be a guest lecturer. Life is really interesting. It's funny. All right then, let's move on to today's topic. Today, we're talking about vulnerability versus oversharing and the lack of boundaries. I was watching a video, I can't remember what it was about, but someone commented on vulnerability and oversharing and lack of boundaries. And I thought this would be an interesting topic to explore. I know a lot of people are recovering oversharers, myself included, and sometimes we find ourselves torn between being vulnerable or oversharing, asking ourselves whether we are oversharing or just being vulnerable. It's like there's a thin line between being vulnerable and oversharing. Vulnerability is defined as the willingness to be open, honest, and susceptible to emotional risk, uncertainty, or potential harm in order to build connections, trust, and intimacy with others. Building connections with other people requires vulnerability. Opening up and being vulnerable creates a ripple effect of connection, community, and meaningful relationships. People always talk about the power of vulnerability. I think this is it, the ripple effect of connection. Meaningful bonds and relationships are formed when you open up and people realize that you have shared experiences. This is how most friendships and long-lasting connections are formed. Shared vulnerability fosters a sense of mutual support and understanding. People understand you better and trust you because you are being vulnerable. Authenticity and honesty are fundamental aspects of vulnerability. That's why it's so easy trusting someone who's being vulnerable, because most of the time they're being honest and authentic. And it makes it easier for other people to reciprocate their vulnerability. Unfortunately, some people struggle with being vulnerable. To them, being vulnerable means being emotionally exposed, which makes them feel out of control, and being out of control scares them. I completely understand this because being vulnerable means opening yourself up to potential rejection or disappointment or hurt. If you tell someone you like them and they reject you, that hurts. And if you open up to someone and they start gossiping about what you told them, that is disappointment and it also hurts. So there's definitely an element of risk-taking when you open up and be vulnerable. However, the superpower or the power of vulnerability is that you're being honest and authentic while aware of the risk. Vulnerability is a two-way street. Yes, you might face rejection, judgment, and hurt, but you may also find acceptance, people who care about you and accept you for who you are. Being vulnerable can help you vet or figure out who's for you and who isn't for you. If people don't accept you being vulnerable or they don't receive your vulnerability well, then you know that these people are not your people and that you shouldn't be sharing anything personal with them. Discerning who to be vulnerable with or who to be vulnerable around is important. Obviously, you can be vulnerable with your friends because you know they love you and they accept you for who you are. But if you are in the process of meeting new people and making new friends, you have to be careful. One of the ways you can determine who to be vulnerable with is to figure out who you feel safe around. I know people on social media are always talking about energy vampires and feeling drained after hanging out with certain people. I have never been around an energy vampire, or maybe I have, I just wasn't aware. but they might be onto something when they talk about being drained after being around certain people. You can determine who you feel safe around by listening to what your instincts are saying about that particular person. I think we can all tell whether we feel emotionally safe around a person or not. Emotional safety is essential when you're trying to build friendships and relationships. It sets the foundation. Oversharing is different from vulnerability because most of the time when we overshare, we don't do it with people we trust and we're not mindful of timing. Oversharing is defined as sharing excessive or inappropriate information about yourself, often without regard for other people's boundaries or comfort. Oversharing can lead to feelings of discomfort, overwhelm, or even expectation. I think there are two sides of oversharing. One side is manipulation oversharing, and the other is oversharing from a place of insecurity. Manipulation oversharing is a tactic used by people to exploit or manipulate others, often for personal gain or to elicit emotional responses. Narcissists and men who groom women use this tactic all the time. On the first date or when you guys start talking, they talk about themselves. They share deep and sensitive information about themselves. And when you sit there listening to them, you're thinking to yourself, wow, this person is so vulnerable. But they're actually manipulating you so that you can tone down your boundaries and be vulnerable with them. As humans, when people share sensitive things about themselves with us, we somehow feel compelled to reciprocate by sharing sensitive issues about ourselves too. Manipulators and narcissists know this and they use it to their advantage to get you to break down your boundaries for them. After opening up to someone, you sort of feel connected to them. And again, narcissists, manipulators, and groomers know this. So they open up first so you can also open up. And after opening up, a connection is formed. But because the intentions are not pure, the connection is not genuine. You'll think the connection is genuine, but it's not. After forming the connection, you start to feel safe around them and all your boundaries go out the window. It's the same thing with toxic friends, colleagues, and people in general. They overshare sensitive information about themselves to elicit emotional responses from you. The emotional responses are often sympathy and/or guilt. The emotional response often leads to you feeling obligated to help or support them. Sometimes you feel obligated to help or support them financially, even if it means compromising your own boundaries and values. At the end of the day, it's important to remember that it's not your responsibility to save anyone. The other side of oversharing, which is sharing from a place of insecurity, stems from feelings of insecurity, anxiety, or low self-esteem. When you overshare from a place of insecurity, you might be seeking validation, approval, or acceptance from others, often in an attempt to alleviate your own feelings of discomfort or inadequacy. I've noticed that this type of oversharing happens a lot in social settings, especially if you are socially awkward, uncomfortable around the people you're with, or if you're nervous. The discomfort of the social settings often pushes you to overshare, and most of the time you regret oversharing when you get home or even seconds after oversharing. And when you realize that you're oversharing or that you've overshared, the self-negative talk starts because you're angry and disappointed at yourself for oversharing. If you struggle with this, I would advise you to learn to be comfortable with silence at social settings. It's okay for you to not say anything. Other people can start the conversation and you can just respond to whatever they're saying. You don't have to carry the burden of starting the conversation or making everyone feel comfortable. There are different underlying motivations and intentions behind oversharing. Manipulation oversharing is inherently exploitative and harmful. Insecurity oversharing may be a coping mechanism or a cry for help. Your responsibility is being aware of the intentions and motivations behind oversharing. If you overshare from a place of insecurity, do some self-reflection so you can recognize and understand the underlying anxieties and insecurities driving the need to overshare. If you find that you're oversharing because you want validation, then you have to learn to self-validate. Most importantly, show yourself compassion when you find yourself oversharing when you didn't intend to overshare. If you're talking to someone or on a date and you feel like the person is sharing too much information too soon, then they're probably oversharing to manipulate you, especially if they spend the whole entire date talking about themselves, their childhood trauma, and sensitive things, then you're probably being manipulated. Remember, they do this so they can elicit emotional responses from you and get you to open up about your insecurities or trauma or anything sensitive. They want this information so they can use it against you as the relationship progresses. To protect yourself from these manipulation tactics, you have to set boundaries. If you feel like someone is sharing too much information too soon, you can choose not to reciprocate until you feel comfortable with them. If they ask you why you're not sharing, you can simply tell them that you're not ready to share. And if they get mad or upset or ask you why you can't trust them when they obviously trust you, then you'll know right then and there that this person's intentions for opening up are malicious. Not reciprocating gives you time to figure out why they're opening up so quickly. Maybe the intent is malicious, or maybe they're just nervous. But a nervous person will never get upset or mad at you for not sharing sensitive information about yourself. It's good that people open up and are vulnerable on the first date, but someone telling you they were molested when they were a child on the first date is too much. You hearing this information is going to affect your decision making about them and about the relationship or potential relationship. You might pursue a relationship with them because you feel sorry for them, not because you actually like them as a person. And the thing is that most of the time, people who overshare to manipulate other people are often lying about the things they overshare about. They're either lying or exaggerating. The key differences between being vulnerable and oversharing are intent, context, boundaries, reciprocity, and self-awareness. With intent, vulnerability is about building connections and trust, while oversharing is about seeking validation, attention, or sympathy. Vulnerability is more suitable in intimate or trusting relationships. There has to be some level of trust between you and the other person before you can be vulnerable. There is no level of trust between you and someone you're on a first date with, so there is no way them telling you about their childhood trauma or them trauma dumping you is a sign of vulnerability. Oversharing disregards boundaries, while vulnerability involves being mindful of the other person's limits. Vulnerability is a beautiful and complex concept. Being vulnerable deepens connections and relationships. Great friendships and relationships thrive because of vulnerability. It helps build trust and intimacy, and it cultivates empathy and understanding. It's essential to remember that vulnerability should be practiced with boundaries and discernment to avoid oversharing or putting yourself in harm's way. If vulnerability scares you and you want to start being more vulnerable, remember to pick an audience that you trust and that loves you. You don't have to share major sensitive information. You can start small and gradually increase your level of vulnerability. Start with low stakes situations. To everyone who's learning not to overshare this year, good luck, guys. I hope you guys figure it out. I'm not being sarcastic. I know how problematic oversharing can be. Please remember to show yourself compassion as you figure things out. Differentiating between oversharing and vulnerability can be a nuanced and context-dependent challenge. I hope this episode serves as a guideline to navigating vulnerability and oversharing. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I love you all. Don't forget to follow the podcast and switch on your notifications. Also, share the podcast with your friends and family. Bye for now.